This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. China's Shandong aircraft carrier group has recently conducted routine annual exercises in the South China Sea, the People's Liberation Army said Sunday, after Beijing criticized the U.S. for sending Navy ships into the strategic area. The Chinese Defense Ministry last week urged the U.S. to restrain its frontline forces in the air and seas near China. U.S. reconnaissance aircraft and warships have become more active around China since U.S. President Joe Biden took office. The South China Sea is particularly contentious because China's smaller neighbors also have competing claims to one of the world's busiest sea lanes, which Beijing claims virtually in its entirety. Iran's foreign minister apologized Sunday for recorded comments that were leaked to the public last week, creating a firestorm in Iran less than 2 months before presidential elections. The recordings of Mohammad Javad Zarif included frank comments on powerful late Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike in 2020. In the recording, Zarif criticizes Soleimani's separate relations with Russia and for refusing to stop using the national carrier Iran Air for Syrian operations, despite Zarif's objections. Iran Air has been sanctioned by the U.S. High-ranking diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain say they've made progress at talks focused on bringing the United States back into their landmark nuclear deal with Iran, but need more work and time to bring about a future agreement. In Washington, the U.S. State Department had no immediate comment on reports of progress and repeated an earlier assessment that an agreement was far from done or even guaranteed. This is VOA News. Myanmar security forces opened fire on some of the biggest protests against military rule in days, killing at least five people Sunday, media reported, 3 months after a coup plunged the country into crisis. The protests were coordinated with demonstrations in Myanmar communities around the world to mark what organizers called the Global Myanmar Spring Revolution. They came after a spell of dwindling crowds and what appeared to be more restraint by the security forces. Streams of demonstrators, some led by Buddhist monks, made their way through cities and towns across the country. A senior British conservative broke ranks Sunday to call for Prime Minister Boris Johnson's resignation if it is proven that he broke government rules over the funding of a lavish revamp of his Downing Street flat. The call from Douglas Ross, leader of the Conservatives in Scotland, came as new opinion polls showed the ruling party's lead over the main opposition Labour Party has been slashed ahead of British local elections Thursday. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab said Sunday he had no idea if a Conservative Party donor had been asked to pay for childcare for Prime Minister Johnson's son. The Sunday Times reported a British lawmaker had received a complaint from a Conservative Party donor that they were asked to foot the bill for a nanny for the child. As part of the worldwide effort to assist India with the COVID-19 crisis, the country received vaccine doses from several countries, including Germany, Russia, France, and Uzbekistan. India recorded more than 400,000 new COVID-19 cases Saturday as it battles a devastating second wave. And the country's massive new vaccination drive was hampered in some areas by shortages of the shot. While India is the world's biggest producer of COVID-19 vaccines, shortages of the shots in some states hindered the opening of vaccinations for all adults. Hundreds of Brazilians took to the streets of Sao Paulo Saturday to show their support for President Jair Bolsonaro, who's been criticized for his handling of the pandemic. Anti-Bolsonaro protesters also took to nearby streets, but in smaller numbers. New cases in Brazil have fallen off a late March peak, but remain high by historical standards. Total deaths in the country are second only to the United States. Four astronauts returned safely to Earth from the International Space Station early Sunday in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule parachuting to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico, NASA said. Their return marked the end of the first crew rotation mission to the station by the Crew Dragon spacecraft, developed in partnership between NASA and Elon Musk's rocket company SpaceX. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.